Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the plays of the game turned in by Austin Eckler, the catch and run to get the Commanders into field goal range to set up the game winner. First playoff win in 19 years. Eckler, a big part of it, joins us now on Grant and Danny. Thanks to our friends at IT Cadre who make the segment possible. Trusted insight from Trusted Insiders. Presented by IT Cadre, where DC sports insiders like Austin Eckler share their exclusive perspective. And today, it's a perspective we need injected into our veins.
Here, here.
Washington, a playoff winner. Austin, congratulations, yep. Man. You guys pulled off the first of hopefully a few more. How are you?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me on. It's good to be back on. I hope you guys enjoyed the weekend as much as I did.
More than you know.
Yeah, it was fine, Austin. You know, it was cool.
It was like medicine to a sick person. Look, you were coming back from injury, gutting through the concussion recovery, and I'd imagine all along out in front of you, like, you know, the carrot being dangled was, I'm going to get to play playoff football. I got to imagine it was all worth it, everything you went through in the rehab to be not just on the field, but such a key component late as you guys moved down the field to get the game-winning field goal.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, playoff football just in my day is kind of turned out to be kind of the more special times and special seasons that I truly remember the most, just because of what it takes to get to the playoffs and, you know, being able to kind of, you know, reap the benefits of hard work, of all that stuff kind of coming together. And so this is no different. Definitely wanted to get back and make sure my body was right before I stepped back on the field. And we did that, took the right steps. And now it feels good to be in the journey, and not only in the journey, but also getting our first win.
Okay, take me inside the mind of Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
Foot touches ball. It goes up in the air and starts to drift ever so slightly to the right before it hits that upright and goes in. Just walk me through your thought process, your reactions, just your feelings. I got to know what it was like on that sideline.
Yeah, I mean, it's different from everyone's perspective, but from my head, we were pretty close, like for the NFL anyway. Like, these guys can make these all day. So that's what I'm thinking. All right, like, this is a nice little chip shot. And you get out there and, you know, kick it in, Zane, and we'll get on the plane. And, you know, from our angle, it's hard to tell. You know, obviously we saw it hit the post, which was crazy. But then, you know, we've seen enough doinks in our day that we've seen some go in, some bounce out. And we could see that one clearly went towards the net. And then we saw the refs put the hands up. And so then it was time to go celebrate on the field. And, yeah, it was definitely nerve-wracking, but again, not really at the same time, because even if we did miss it, you know, we'd had confidence in the defense to go get a stop and let's go into overtime, and then we would have won the game that way.
What was your reaction after it went in? Like, we saw the video of Jaden Daniels, and I don't know if he was just tired or he just is just a football robot who it's the why reason he's great, where he just doesn't emote, but he did not really react. It was amazing.
Yeah, it reminds me of, you know, the Kobe clip. He's like, why should I be happy? Job's not finished.
Yeah,
you know,
like, exactly.
kind of like one of those clips. But, you know, like I said, everyone kind of reacted differently. I think, you know, for us, you know, we don't want to be in that close of a game, but it's the playoffs, so crazy stuff happens all the time, and we're able to get it done, and that's just the way he reacted. He's, you know, cool as a cucumber, as they say, or however the saying goes. And so that's just Jaden being Jaden. That's him being himself.
Austin Eckler with us here on G&D. So, Austin, going to that drive, that two-minute, brilliant drive to you guys end the game with possession of the football, forced Tampa Bay to take all their timeouts and win it with a walk-off. That 18-yard catch and run you had, again, a couple moments took probably days, weeks, maybe even months off of my life. The ball drifting towards the upright was number one. But number two, that passes in the air to you in kind of that left flat. Yaya Diaby, who's just an astounding athlete, by the way. Like, it looks like on the TV, he's got it. And I'm like, oh my God, it's a pick six. The world is going to end. I'm going to crawl and live in a hole and just wait for a meteor to hit me. Then you've got it, and you're shimmying and shaking and chucking and jiving and spinning, going 18 yards down the field. And as soon as you did that, I'm going, holy crap, they're going to win. Like, that changed everything for me. Take us inside that play, what it looked like from your perspective. What was the call? Were you first in line? Like, walk me through it.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of emotions going there.
Seriously, dude.
Oh, man. So, I mean, it's funny because I've definitely felt those emotions, those same things when I was, you know, watching from the sideline. But, you know, as a player, when you get in the game, you're so locked in. Like, the intensity of the moment isn't really magnified like that for you. It's really kind of just, hey, back to the basics, fundamentals. Let's run this play, focus on this play. And, for me, you know, I ended up getting to the flats, kind of went across the formation and ended up being in the flats, and the DN was dropping with me. And so I came from across. So it wasn't really like a free release to his side where he had a lot of eyes on me. So kind of got turned around because he didn't realize that, oh crap, here comes Austin. Mm-hmm. I got to go guard the flat. So luckily, he was turned around and Jaden threw it to me, and right over his shoulder, I was kind of able to like jump and awkwardly catch it because I didn't know if it was going to ricochet or not. And, you know, like you said, you know, skirted up the sideline and, you know, got loose and got us into, you know, some field goal range, or a little bit better field goal range anyway. But, you know, it's one of those where, you know, if he moves his arm in one direction, you know, tips it down and it's a different play. But that's the game we live in, the game of inches.
Yeah, that 18-yard play, a lot of inches, 45-yard line of Tampa down to the 27. And that was kind of one of the first moments, I think, where people started to say, oh, my goodness, they might run this clock out, and they're going to have a chance to win this thing without giving the ball back. And that was made possible based on you guys getting one more first down. So I want to go to the play after that. The Bucs burn a timeout, and then it's first and 10 from the 27, and you guys call a run play. And you guys had been unable to run the ball pretty much all game long, like from the traditional running game. You had a 12-yard run, in air quotes, that was actually like a slip screen behind the line of scrimmage that went as a run statistically. But you got 8 yards, and it was maybe the best run of the game. What's being said in the huddle right before that, when now it's like, let's get yards and run the clock out time, and take us through that 8-yard run?
Yeah, you know, they have a pretty good front, and we knew that going into the game. They're kind of designed in our eyes to really stop the run. You got to beat them with the pass. And so we kind of anticipated something like that going into the game, and it definitely held true. But late in the down, it's like, hey, we want to make sure we have a play that we can make sure the clock continues to go and we can get a little bit closer. And ended up finding a seam up in the middle and scampered for a little 8-yard run in there. It put us in a position that's like, okay, cool, now we're close to another first down. And as, you know, we were talking about, can get us into a position where we can run out all their timeouts, but still have to pick up this first down. And we want to do it in a way that we keep the clock running no matter what, right? Because we want to take this all the way down and use up as much time as possible, even if we do have to kick it here on fourth down. We want to just eat up as much as we can. So we knew we were going to be running the ball. And, so that 8-yard run definitely put us in a position where it's like, okay, this is very manageable. We're in field goal range now and in a position to potentially end the game, which is the ideal situation for us, where we call it no moss. Like, hey, stay in bounds. Make sure to get down because we're trying to end the game with the ball in our hands and kick a field goal to win.
Wait, so go back to no moss. I've heard people call it, I think it was, what was the line I heard? That was like high school, because they say you can't score, right? Or something like that. But no moss, what is that? What's that mean?
Yeah, no moss means, it means, hey, stay in bounds because we're trying to,
like, don't try
kill
to
the clock,
more.
Yeah.
No more. No
Got
more,
it.
Right? Like, no more. We don't want any more after this. Like, this is us. Stay in bounds, all right, don't score, get down. You know, we have a couple situations, this actually with the Chargers a couple years ago, we're on the 1-yard line, running no moss, where we don't want to score. And the defense is, if you're down that close, they might want you to score so they can get the ball back. So don't score, don't go out of bounds, but get the first down.
So, and Austin Eckler with us here on G&D. So coming into this game, what you said about their defensive front, Grant and I were saying kind of all week long, Kancey and Vita Vea are incredible up there up front. And so I sort of predicted this, not that I'm any kind of genius, but it sort of was pretty intuitive, Austin, that this was going to be an Austin Ekeler game, right? Where you were going to get touches, you were going to be involved. Is that something that you know going in as kind of the game plan's getting installed and you're sort of walking through the week going, this might be more than your average week for Austin in terms of getting some touches?
Yeah, look, there's different matchups all across the league, and this is one of those where it's like, hey, we know they have a stout run defense inside, and so for me, when I come into the game, typically, you know, I've been known to, you know, catch the ball in the backfield, and so when it's in the two-minute situations, I'm in the game, and in two-minute situations, what are we doing? We're throwing the ball, mm-hmm. And so guess what? Where we think they're weaker was throwing the ball, and we were able to, you know, move the ball majority of the game doing that. It was really in the pass game, really the run game, like you mentioned, you know, they had us kind of hunkered down, which, you know, you still try to be multidimensional, but sometimes, you know, you get into a game and it's not the flavor that day. And so, yeah, there is times where it's like, all right, Austin, you know, we're going to drop a few more plays because of the way we match up against these guys. So you saw, you know, with me on the screen, you know, with me catching some checkdowns, I had a couple other checkdowns in there as well throughout the day. So, yep, our coaches are on top of it. They're looking at different matchups, making sure, okay, what kind of players do we have and how do we match up against them? And let's put them in positions to win.
Austin Ekeler, presented by IT Cadre on Grant and Danny. Speaking of how do you match up, next up, the Detroit Lions. Detroit, at home, in one of the loudest environments in the league, a 15-win team on the season, a juggernaut. And you guys get to keep playing and try to now go there and make it two in a row in the playoffs. What do you make of taking on the Lions on the road?
Yeah, it'll be definitely a fun game, fun environment, you know. Records don't really mean anything in the postseason. It's pretty much 0-0 because there's nothing after this. So it's 1-0. It's all that matters, you know. And I'm sure you've heard, you know, any given Sunday for us, Saturday in this case. But for us, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We think we're in a position where, hey, let's continue to be ourselves, and we'll see what happens. Right, good things tend to happen when we're in a rhythm and we can continue to move the ball. And so that's what we've done pretty much all year, and looking to continue doing it now. And really excited to go out there and be in the playoffs, second round, get tested. That's what this is about. It's our brotherhood versus their brotherhood. And so we know their brotherhood's on display. It's been building for the past couple years. Well, guess what? So is ours for this last year as well. So really looking forward to it. It's just going to be, I think, a great heavy-hitting match versus two really good teams.
Austin, you guys have pretty much won in walk-off or near walk-off fashion over the last month and a half. Why are you guys so comfortable in those kinds of situations where it seems you've come through every single time?
You know, I think that's just because we've been battle-tested. We've been in those situations. And not like you're trying to. You're trying to blow everyone out of the water, but that's not how the NFL works. You know, the NFL is, you know, a bunch of highly, you know, skilled players playing each other. And, you know, it's one of those things where that's been our flavor. That's our flavor this year. Hey, we're in a lot of close games. We're going to get them. You know, some teams have different flavors the way they're winning, but this is how we've been doing it. And at the end of the day, in the win-loss column, it doesn't have the little notes below it. It just says win or lose, you know. And so for us, it's about getting the win. I don't care if it's a doink in to get to the next round. I don't care if it's a Hail Mary. I don't care if it's a last-second, you know, fade ball. Whatever it is, defensive stop, hey, make sure we get the win. And I think that's what our team has really been doing a really good job of is, hey, whatever it takes, let's be bought in for each other. Let's lay it on the line for each other. And then at the end of the day, we'll see what happens, but we'll know that, hey, we put it all out there in the field.
I mean, the best compliment, Austin, I can pay Jaden Daniels, I think, and this offense generally. And I felt the same way even against Dallas, to be honest, when he wasn't on the field. When you guys got the ball back with 4:40 to go, it felt like a certainty that you were going to score. Now, I don't know. I did not have confidence that you guys could run out all 4:40. Because that's just so hard to do, even in a four-minute offense, right? But I thought, at minimum, they're getting a field goal, and at most, they're getting a touchdown, and then we see if they can stop Tampa Bay. Like, what better compliment is there? But I say that just to ask this question. You guys, after now five straight games with wins on your final play from scrimmage, I'd imagine that the confidence is ridiculous even in the huddle. Like, when you're trotting out there, if you hadn't had any of those games end that way over the last 5 weeks, maybe it's different. But you've been doing this every single week for over a month. It must have been like a yawning kind of, all right, well, let's go down there.
I just wanted to walk off.
We'll just go get the points. Like, I mean, really? Seriously, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's yawning. I mean, for me, like, all of us on the sideline, you know, we are locked in. Like, it is time to go. Like, for us, like it's a different type of vibe for us. I know everyone's like nervous and stands, like, okay, even by the defense, like, come on, boys, like, let's go get it. But like when you're in the huddle, when you're on the field, like the intensity level and attention to detail is at such a premium. Like you don't really have time to really think of kind of what's at stake. It's more so execute the job, execute what I have to do. And that's what we've been able to do. I think Jaden's done an excellent job at continuing to be kind of the leader of that and making sure, hey, if things do break down, I can use my legs, I can run, and I can throw, and I can give ourselves even another one, two more chances in the same play to keep it alive and keep going. And we have enough guys around him that have been coming through as well, whether you're talking O-line blocking, giving him time, or guys scrambling, getting open, or guys, you know, being in route and throwing on time and catching and running down the ball. So it's complimentary, but it definitely helps when you have number five who's at the helm, who can continue to extend plays and get us in positions to kind of continue to make the play into the second play and then continue to go. And then, okay, now we have more opportunities that maybe we wouldn't have had if we didn't have, you know, an elite quarterback like we do with Jaden.
Austin, you know, we always end our conversation with a listener question presented by IT Cadre. And we get those submitted all over the place. 106.7 The Fan YouTube, where people are watching, or on social media. And somebody here wants to know your thoughts on how many Commanders fan traveled to Tampa, and then your message to a lot of the people who have already scooped those expensive tickets in Detroit. It seems like a lot of Commanders fans are going to make the trip again.
Oh yeah, there's a buzz. There's a buzz around the city, and that's spreading to other parts of the nation. So that was really cool to see out there in Tampa. But, you know, there was a bunch of defensive chants, you know, like, okay, you know, I had Chris, he's one of our receivers that just came in. He's like, man, I've never been on a team that has this type of culture. So just know you guys are not only making impact for the people that have been here, but also, you know, even the new guys on the team that really feel the impact of how we're able to travel with our fans. So let's keep that going. And yeah, if you are going to be out there in Detroit, look, I just expect more of the same. You guys have been crushing it all year with the energy, you know, with the chants, with everything. Like, don't change. Just like, we're not going to change. We're going to continue to go out there and be ourselves. That's what we expect from you guys. We know it's going to be a hostile environment. It's going to be loud, right? They had a bye. They've been anticipating this for a long time. So guess what? So have we. We've been anticipating, you know, getting to this point, and we're finally here. And now it's just time to go execute, whether you're a fan, player, coach, you know, someone in the media. Let's go out, do our jobs, and, you know, hope for the best and see what happens.
Love it. Austin, awesome with us as always. Congratulations again, man, and keep it going, dude. This is just so much fun.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. You guys have a good one.
You too, buddy.
Brother. There's Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny here on The Fan, presented by IT Cadre. Always sensational. Just such a fun interview all season long that he's provided for us. Sharp guy, man.
Yeah. Just sees the game in a certain way. It's a reminder, that mentality that those guys have. Like, I'm sitting here going, the ball's drifting to the right. He's like, yeah, we got it. Bro, we're winning overtime. They're just different.
No exaggeration. I mean, that drive, it felt so good to be so nervous again. And just sitting there watching with, like, those... It reminded me, honestly, of a Caps playoff game. Or
just white-knuckling,
like, overtime.
It, yeah.
Or maybe, like, the Nats World Series run in a big at-bat when they're down a run or something like that. That's the comp. But as they had the ball, and Jaden Daniels isn't feeling that. Austin Eckler's not feeling that. But as you're sitting there watching and you can't control it, you're helpless.
Yeah, Howie Kendrick's not freaking out in the box against Will Harris. I'm losing my mind.
IT Cadre presents Austin Eckler. Trusted insight, helping leaders of the nation's most important organizations understand complexity, align efforts, and make the best data-driven decisions to achieve success. IT Cadre, your vision, our purpose.